This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy. Real quick, before I start in this baby step five, here's something you guys need to know. Both Amanda and I have been working all day. When we record these podcasts, what time are we doing this, Amanda?
It's always late, and my brain is always fried by the time I get here.
Amanda's a lawyer. She does, you know, real estate stuff. She is like worn out that I'm doing it. So sometimes we get a little like what's going on? Because yeah. We're exactly. So busy like, helping you guys.
And, steps, but you caught me off guard and my brain is dead.
At this point of the day. Yeah, we work really hard answering. We get so many instant messages, emails, and we're helping so many people. And plus we have our jobs to do. And so, it's easy for us to get a little sidetracked when we're doing this. All right, baby step number five.
Well, thanks for covering for me, Craig.
Hey, I'm here for you.
It was a blonde moment.
I didn't say that. Just for the record. Hey, here's what we do with baby steps one, two, and three. We're doing those in order. We don't jump. And as we said in the last episode 20, baby step four, now we're doing baby steps four, five, and six simultaneously. You can do them all at the same time, okay?
Well, but I have a question about that. Sure. What if you can only afford to do one at a time?
Well, then we only do one at a time.
And they are still in a priority. Four, five, and six.
Yeah, we do four first. If you can't do five, well, and we're going to actually talk about five here right now about, you know, if you can't do this, you can't do it, okay?
Yeah.
Because here's the one thing I always say, and I'm not encouraging people to get college loans whatsoever. You know, there's a time and place for everything. We're not going to get in that debate whether you should get college loans or not. We'll talk about that here in a second. But you can always get a college loan, but you can't get a retirement loan, right?
That's right. And like I've said before, you need to put on your own mask before assisting others. So you have to take care of you and your own retirement before you worry about your kids' college. Your kids are going to figure it out one way or the other. You figured it out, they'll figure it out.
That's right. We're not advocating college loans. And we took care of that back in baby step two. If we had college loans to take care of, we're not talking about the kids' loans. Okay. Here's a couple of stats about just college loans before we talk about what you should do about planning for college. Okay, just real quick. I know stats can get boring, but this is amazing, Amanda. Americans owe $1.4 trillion, that was a T, trillion dollars in loan debt. In 2016, it's estimated students graduate with an average of $37,172 of student loan debt.
Yeah. And plus, that's not even taken into consideration. They probably owe about the same amount on a car.
Right. And they probably racked up credit cards in that same process along that way. Like you said, those credit card companies hit them hard at the campuses.
They do.
Yeah.
It's very predatory.
Approximately 44 million Americans have student loan debt. That's a lot. That's a big percentage.
Yeah.
The delinquency rate, people not paying them in 90 days or they're in default, is 11.2% of all the student loans.
Yeah, so 1 in 10 people are behind or in default on their student loans.
Right. And
that's pretty significant.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about delinquency before. You can't bankrupt student loans. So that's a whole nother animal. Let's talk about the cost of college. The average private four-year college tuition is $32,500 a year. That's high.
It is high. So you do the math times four or five. Oh, a lot of times now it's hard to graduate in four. You're right. But let's say, but we'll be optimistic and say by four, that's $130,000 if I did the math right in my head.
You're the lawyer.
Let me see. Let me try my calculator. 32,500 times four. Look at that. See?
Look at that.
I redeemed myself.
Yes. Even at nighttime. Hey, the average public four-year out-of-state, that's the difference, out-of-state college tuition is average $24,000 a year. So that was
$96,000 over 4 years.
See, I can do that one. That was my easy one. You took it from me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The average 4 year in-state college tuition is $9,500 a year. Look at that price drop. If you went to an out-of-state versus in-state,
but you know what is interesting, Craig? Since my son is in college, I have a little bit more personal insight into this.
Absolutely.
These are just tuition costs. These are not room and board. Right. These are not like your housing fees and your,
I thought that book. Same thing when I put down these notes. I'm like, man, you're forgetting all the housing, the food, food plans and the books and all that crap.
A lot of them require mandatory dorms the first year. So there's no getting away from that.
Yeah. And you talk about that in another episode.
You can basically add another, $9,000 a year.
Isn't that insane? So the average public two-year community college is $3,500 a year. But like you just said, if you're doing community college, a lot of times they can live at home.
Right.
So there's a lot of costs, extra costs that are eliminated. So anyway, so what would be a good way? These are just some ideas. This is almost like savvy savings, Amanda.
That's right.
Hopefully I'm not stealing anything from you, but here's some ideas of how to go to college the right way. Okay. Mm-hmm. And please comment on anything that you see in this list. Okay, Amanda. Sure. First, start at an affordable school and then transfer after 2 years. Like start at community college. Of course, it's very dependent on what you're taking.
Yeah.
But for a lot of degrees out there, you may be able to do your first 2 years at your community college at what I say, $3,500 a year, and then transfer.
And some, like I know in Wisconsin, there's another option. They have like satellite campuses that only focus on the fundamentals for the first 2 years. And they're still like University of Wisconsin schools, but they are not the 4 year schools. You go there, you do your base classes, and then you transfer into one of the other schools in the system.
Right.
So that's another option.
Go to a school that offers in-state tuition, as we just talked about, because the cost difference is dramatic between out-of-state. You know what gets me is some parents, because they went to, I shouldn't pick on Ohio because that'll probably upset a bunch of people, but all these people that went, their parents went to Ohio, so they think, and now they live like in Maryland or Virginia, and now they feel like their kids have to go there too. But now you're paying the out-of-state.
Or strapping your kids with an out-of-state tuition.
All because of you want tradition. Is that really worth it?
Yeah. And the other thing I would say there is sometimes you can look, depending on where you live, some states have reciprocity with other states. So you might have a little bit more of an option there. Like in Wisconsin, you could pay in-state tuition in Minnesota. That's what I did when I was in school. I went to Minnesota, but I was able to pay in-state tuition because there's an agreement between Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
A number of different states have those types of things. So you just have to look into it wherever you are and see if that's an option. If you're really have your heart set on getting as far away from mom and dad as possible and still pay in state.
Take college courses while in high school to start credits. Both my kids did that.
That's a genius hack right there.
Yes.
Because you're getting it for free.
Yes.
Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for those credits.
It's all those basic courses you can knock out too. Choose a practical major. That right there,
like
is
not
a big
art
deal.
History,
hard basket. Everyone uses basket weaving as an example. But you know what? There's a lot of careers out there. We all know they're going to be gone in about 5 or 10 years, but they still exist, and a lot of people take them.
Yeah.
Or like the ever popular communications degree. You know, you and about 5 billion other people have the same degree. So.
Right.
You know, you're also driving the cost. What is that degree really going to make when you get out? Are you being able to pay back your loans if you chose that route?
Right.
Now, if you get into nursing, teaching, I mean, we could sit here and go through. Engineering is like, the king out there. But teaching, nursing, engineering, all the STEMs.
Yeah.
All
like
that
computer
stuff.
Courses. Yes.
We could spend a whole time going through the other ones. So anyway, attend a trade school. That's a big one right now.
That's a brilliant one. Yep. Those skills or those jobs aren't really going anywhere.
No.
You're always going to need a plumber.
and
you can't really outsource that to India.
Right. When you're building a high rise, robots are not building those anytime soon. It's so custom. I mean,
come on.
Don't
give Elon Musk any ideas.
No, he's too busy putting shingles on roofs now, and his stock is skyrocketing. It's crazy.
He'll be making drones to build houses.
Yes. Fill out your FAFSA forms. The free application.
We talked about that before. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to really put time and effort into that. That's like your resume for applying for a job. You know what I mean?
So it's not that hard, Craig. You just have to have your tax return in front of you, basically. And you don't even have to, because you can connect it to your IRS account and then automatically fill it in.
Yep.
So it's like, 20 to 30 minutes out of your life once a year, but you have to do it in order to be eligible for consideration for any of the scholarships at your school.
Right. And you know what? We're sitting here talking about all this stuff, but you know what? Your kids themselves need to put a lot of effort into this as well. And
yeah,
one way they need
FAFSA,
to do it,
because it has, the FAFSA is based on your parents' income,
right?
So,
but one way your kids can put a lot of effort into it, they got to do well in their ACT and their SATs, because that will open up the door to a lot of grants and other sources of income.
Yeah,
to pay
and if
for
you don't
college.
Do well the first time, you consider taking it again and improving your score.
I know someone that took it four times and they increased every time.
My son took it twice and he actually boosted his score by 5 whole points on the ACT.
Awesome.
Just a couple of months.
Yeah. Apply for scholarships. There's so many. You may be more familiar with the websites for that because my kids are now older. But each year, students leave billions of dollars of grants and scholarship money unclaimed. You know, a couple of years ago, they said there was $3 billion unclaimed in a single year.
Yeah. And so what I do is I kind of just do like a brainstorming session. Think about, what kind of socioeconomic category do we fall into? And then Google scholarships for that. What kind of family makeup do you have? And then Google scholarships for that. Has anything of significance happened in your life? Like, are you a single parent? Google scholarships for that. Or are you the first college student in your family? There are scholarships for that. Are you going into a certain industry? There's lots of scholarships depending on whatever your major is that are very specific to those majors. So make a whole list of things that apply to you and your circumstance and what you want to do, and then start Googling and use the word scholarship next to all those words and see what comes up.
I'm not endorsing divorce whatsoever. However, I know there are couples that divorce on purpose on paper in order to qualify for scholarships and grants. I know that's a fact. There's a lot of people that are gaming the system. I'm not saying people should go out and divorce. There's a whole other world of people of how they game the system to get this money.
Well, some of those people are going to prison right now. Let's not talk about that.
Becky. Hey, students Students can work part-time during high school and college. You know what I hear a lot? But my poor little Johnny needs to be studying. Yeah, I hate to tell you, little Johnny isn't studying.
Yeah.
No. Which gets into our next number 10, manage the college lifestyle. Didn't you have a whole Savvy Savings about that?
Yeah. We'll have to go back and take a look at that. But
it was like
definitely
about 15 episodes ago. Finish your school in 4 years by not skipping classes, actually going to class.
Go to class, pass your class.
Yeah.
Make sure you take enough credits every semester to get out of there in 4 years. You know, a fifth year is very costly because you have to also pay for housing and there's opportunity cost for not being in the job market.
Right.
It's very costly.
You know, my son had to do a 5-year, but his degree actually was a 5-year degree, which is weird. That's an oddball number, but aeronautical engineering apparently is a 4.5-year degree. So, there is a stat out there that says if you sit towards the front, I tried to go find it. I couldn't find it. If you sit towards the front of the class and you never skip, the chances of you finishing in 4 years is like it's such a high percentage. I mean, it's way up there. I know I heard it on a podcast. I couldn't find the note. I wrote it down somewhere. Anyway, just don't skip classes. Is there a pay in full discount for tuition. Apparently this exists, Amanda, at some places. I did not know that. So talk to the registrar or
that does surprise me, because most schools require that you pay in full.
That's true.
Not many offering payment plans.
Yeah, no, I wonder if it was like if you pay the full 4 or not.
Oh, yeah.
The full 4 years up front.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That seems like quite a risk.
Yeah, what was it? 56% of freshmen don't make it to year 2?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something
that
like that. I think it's 56%. Which is a whole nother, but you're still stuck with that loan.
Yeah.
If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.